Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 160th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Zahra Abukar. She was born from parents in Somalia, but just across the border in Ethiopia, in a hospital there, where she was then raised in Somalia with her mother, father, and sister until she was 11 years old. Moved then to Turkey from 2008 to 2013, where she learned the language and integrated into Turkish culture. Then in the winter of 2014, she moved to Maine and started at Portland High School, learning yet a third language and culture. Now, 3 years later, she's a business student and a leader at Southern Maine Community College. And it is my pleasure to have you meet her on this week's program. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Zahra.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad I'm here. Thank you.
So what do you wish everyone knew about Somalia, the country where you lived as a child?
Somalia is way beautiful than people think. Maybe we have like a war that's been going forever and ever and ever, but we're a beautiful country and beautiful people, and people need to know that.
Yeah. And if you could see what I'm seeing right here in the studio, you'd realize that Zahra is an incredibly beautiful person.
Thank you so much.
She is a designer and an artist, and even the way she picks out her clothes.
Thank you.
When you were a little girl, do you have some early memories you can share with us to give us a sense of that culture, what the food was like or the schools or something that you valued as a girl?
Definitely. We have the best food out there. Like literally my mom or like people who surround me used to make the best food. And what I like about my country is like just the way we share food. And like if you bite the neighbor and you smell food good, like you smell the food, you just go in and eat.
This would be good for me. My neighbors across the street used to run a Chinese restaurant and I smell it. Could I just go in and eat?
If you're in Somalia, you just can go in and have like some food.
That's given.
What I like. And playing outside and just being with your family, people you know and like people who know you, who you are, and just playing outside with like your native, like your mother tongue language.
Yeah.
Means like a lot. Like it's just one of the best moments, I guess.
Yeah, and surely you had no idea what lay ahead, that you wouldn't be playing in Somali anymore. You'd be playing in Turkish.
I never, like if someone asked me, I would say, no, there's no way I can be doing that. But I did it. So you never know what like the years are hiding for you or like what you're going to end up being.
Yeah, of course. As a child, you have no idea you're as adaptable as you are.
Yes.
But there's something really powerful about that because now you know how adaptable you are.
Now I know that, and I am more willing to try new things than I was before. I was in a box and doing what my family or like following orders of my people when I was home. But now I am more of open of trying new things and going out and doing what just make me happy now, in order of what my people did or what my family want to see me do.
Yes, and so you're flavored by your culture.
Yes.
But you're not bound by your culture.
Yes.
That's put you in a really advantageous place.
I am. I mean, just meeting new people and just do like seeing what they're doing, it's just like, it's amazing.
Yeah. So when you left Somalia, you adjusted to totally new culture, living in Turkey for 5 years before integrating again. And then when you moved to Maine, what were your impressions of these two locations? How did they play out in your life? Because you didn't do them all as an adult either. You know, a tough time to move for anyone is 11 or 12.
Yes.
But not only were you coming of age, but you were being impressed upon by these different, very different cultures than your own.
Yes. So I came from a country where everyone covers their hair. Everyone almost looks alike. And you don't see a lot of white or like blue eyes. They were like all people of color. And moving to Turkey, I seen people like, they, even though Turkey was a Muslim country, people, like, well, 55% of the people don't wear hijab or don't cover their hairs, and white people, snow. And it was like, wow, where am I? It was shocking, the winter. I was like, I came from Africa where it's like 90 degrees in the summer and like goes around the whole year and there's no winter or cold season. And definitely the snow there and the people. Then you realize, oh, it's just the people, but different kind of human being. They're white. They're not black, but they're white and they're nice. And I like it, but it was hard to adjust where I came from and where I were. And as a kid, as you said, like, I want to play outside, but if you don't know the language, what are you going to communicate with the kids? Even though it was, then you, like, you don't get the chance to play outside because people want to play, like, who they understand. They don't want to play with, like, the black kid when they're, like, the whole street white Turks kids.
So you weren't welcomed there in the same way?
I wasn't welcomed in the same way. People were nice and want to play with me, but I always felt left behind. Then there was like a couple Iraqi families that lived nearby us, and the kids used to play together, like for like Iraqis, and I don't know, they may have looked like people from my country, or I don't know, for somehow I liked playing with the Iraqi kids than I did like with the Turkish kids. So
were they immigrants too there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they teach me Arabic because they were like more than me, and it was easier for me to learn their language than them like learning my language, and I was the only kid. So they teach me Arabic, and now I speak Arabic, and we just play together, and they teach me come and go in Arabic. And day after day, they invite me to their house. We start watching cartoons that spoke in Arabic, and it was just good.
So you found your way to play with the neighbors.
Yes.
You have more in common with the other immigrants.
Yes.
Huh. And happen to pick up just another language.
Yes.
How many do you have there, Zara?
I have four now. Mm-hmm. And Somali, Turkish, Arabic, and English.
Wow. And you know how to drink Turkish coffee.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love Turkish coffee.
We met at Coffee Me Up for our pre-interview, and she got a Turkish coffee, and she knew all about it. And I thought, how did you know Turkish coffee? But turns out she lived in Turkey. Yeah. You never can assume when you meet someone that you might think you know where they're from, but maybe you don't.
Yes.
So you've moved a lot.
I moved a lot.
And not just little moves across town. What can you tell us that you learned about people and the world as you came of age in three different cultures? What helped you to make it in these places?
I think being a positive person helps a lot. And just being open to what people think of, like, being open to what people think about you is a good thing, too. Just don't try to be part of people you came to, but try to what they're doing and just like tell who you are to, because people want to know who you are. And I feel like people across the three countries that I went was always nice and always welcome to just be with the new person. So people are always nice, whatever color or small eyes, big eyes, whatever color they skin are, people are always nice. Just no matter of like finding the right people to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have more in common than we do different, I think.
Yes,
we and do. If you are friendly, you'll find the other friendly people,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Positive, you'll find the other positive people.
Yep.
You had said to me that people don't just move for fun.
Yes.
And so what can you tell people about immigrants and maybe why they're here?
So a lot of people think people move just to check out the weather of like a new country, which is not true, because no one wants to move. Just ask yourself this question. Would you move place where you know everything? Like, there's a lot of people who live at the same house that they're like born in, and they know where's everything. You know where's the bathroom, you know where's the kitchen, you know where you put everything, and no one wants to change that because it's easy to find things around because you know where's everything. But when you move to a different country, there should be an issue behind it. People were not like certainly, oh, let me get my back. I'm moving to U.S. Like, no one wants to do that. I didn't want to move, but I had to move because of the situation in my country and what happened to me. And a lot of people think the immigrants just want to be in a new place and do new things. Not at all. I rather stay at the same place where I was born, know everyone, my family were around me, like literally know everything, like know how to go, know downtown. If you tell me street, tell you, oh yeah. Or if you mention a last name, oh yeah, I know that family, like knowing everything.
Why would you want to give all that up?
Yes.
So you think native-born Mainers are under the impression that people come for opportunities and to check out a new culture and just because they want to be American, but you're saying people don't leave their house for nothing.
Yes.
And war and strife drives you out of
definitely
the land you love, the people you love.
Yes.
And so you find yourself in this new place.
Yes.
And you find that you just take the positive angle and see what else you can make of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. We talked the other day about quotes to live by that you like, and you included, be who you want to be, not who others want to see, which I like. I like that one. And never say never. And I wonder, what kinds of words of wisdom do you live by after joining a new culture? What's your philosophy?
Never say never is like, I will, if like people ask me what, 10 years ago, that I will be here, sitting here today, I will say never. That's impossible. But you never say no because you never know where you're going to end up. I like that. And
there's a Yiddish quote that I like that says, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Same idea, right?
Definitely.
You don't know where you're going to be in 10 years. You might have some plans.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yeah, you may have some plans, but you never know where you're going to end up.
That's right. And so you're open to the gifts that life brings you.
Yes.
Wonderful. If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Zahra Abukar, who was originally from Somalia, then Turkey, and finally has settled in Portland, Maine. Zahra, we talked about the approach you developed to assume positive intent when it comes to talking about cultural differences and answering people's questions about the curiosities they have about your culture. Can you give us some examples of how this plays out in your life? What kinds of things do people seem curious about and tend to ask you most about?
A lot of people ask me if I took a shower with my hijab.
With your hijab on?
Yeah, and the answer is always no. I take it off when I go home. But I feel like people are not just asking to annoy you or people like to just make fun of you. People are asking to know who you are. And a lot of people will feel like, oh, why are you asking that stupid question? And that's not a stupid question. That's person thinks that's the right thing to ask, and they asked. So you simply answer them, no, I take my hijab off when I go home. It's just to cover my hair when I'm outside from the people who I don't know. And I wear it for religion purposes. I just don't wear it because it's winter. No, I wear it summertime too. And people want to know the reason behind it, then they just make fun of you. So if you just explain, if you take a moment and explain to them why you wearing, people will understand and you educate someone. So I like to take a moment and explain why I'm wearing, and if they have follow-up questions, just blithely answer them and help make them feel good about themselves. It's like knowing something or knowing someone why they're doing something.
Yeah, you're courageous enough to expose yourself, and you're recognizing their courage to have the courage to ask you a question.
Yeah,
you don't want to make fun of them, but you also don't want to be made fun of.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a tricky balance to strike. You mentioned that one thing you've done, if people aren't very careful with their question and they're a little bit more rude, is that you come back to them being super polite. What does that do?
Yes, people will be so mean to you, and if you try to go against them and be mean, you're not helping them be a better person. You just help them be the bad person they are. But if you be nice to them, you make them realize that it's not worth of being a bad person. We're all human beings. We're all born 9 months and we should all be like good people. And if you do that, you help them understand, oh my God, I shouldn't say that. Then they will think and say, oh my God, I should not say that. Then you help them be a better person. So always when someone's like being sarcastic, just, you know, help them out. They need help.
I think it's a really important human interaction skill of assuming positive intent. Maybe they're asking you because they're curious and they're awkward and they don't know how, and so it sounds weird, and you just assume that they're hoping to connect with you.
Yes.
Rather than hoping to make you feel different.
Yes.
It takes inner strength on your part.
It does, but it helps you feel good too. Instead of thinking about, oh, that person said that to me and that person said that to me, you just, the end of the day, I feel good about it. And that's what matters. Someone asked me a question, I blindly answered them. They were rude to me, I blindly answered them. It makes me feel good, and I'm like, oh God, I was better than that person. And that's it.
Yes, you can be proud of yourself,
yeah,
regardless of where they're coming from or going.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that you do that. This kind of cultural and personal awareness likely makes you a good leader. You've started to lead the Multicultural International Student Association at Southern Maine Community College recently. What's the mission of your group? Tell us what kinds of things you're all up to these days.
The mission is like, because we have like diverse students at my school, and the mission is just knowing where everyone's coming. So we recently had a pizza party, and we're thinking to have other activities coming up, like have a music night where everyone plays their own music and we share different foods from different cultures.
I'd love that. You know what I'd really love is a dance party where everybody shows different moves.
Yes.
I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's what one of the things that we want to do, have a dance night where, because we have like students all around the globe, and you just want to see how they dance in China, in South Africa, in everywhere, Korea. You just be amazed. Oh my God, how do they do it? Then you like, can you teach me some moves? Then you like be an international person knowing like different people and how they dance.
I think if people aren't familiar with Southern Maine Community College, they may not be aware of how incredibly diverse it's become.
Yes, the school changed a lot, like been changing a lot and like moving forward, like welcoming new students from the like around the global, and we have literally students around each country. I'm like, I cannot name the countries they're from, but we have a lot of students who are like international students.
Yes, and one thing I will say about Southern Maine Community College and other community colleges is they're very affordable. So if someone were to donate to a scholarship fund at a high-end university, it might pay for one class. And that same class at SMCC could pay for someone's entire course through SMCC.
Yes.
2 years worth.
Yep.
How do you like being a leader?
God, it's a lot to do. When I first do it, I was like, oh my gosh, I was more of curious of doing the position. Then there's a lot of work goes into it. You have to be organized on time, do fun, like stand in front of people and make speeches, and I don't know. So far, so good, I think. I don't know.
I think you're natural.
Not sure about it, but thank you.
You're only 21 years old, and yet you've had lots of jobs that may have led you to being this early leader. Can you list a few of your jobs that you've had since you've been in the United States for
so,
us?
So I worked at Hanford as a customer service desk, and what else? I worked at H&M at the mall. I worked...
H&M?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a clothing...
It's a clothing store at the mall. I worked at Cult Van Community, and I did 2 years of Food Warrior AmeriCorps. Where else? I worked at Gateway Community Service as a care coordinator first, and now I do an interpreter. So I moved around, and I'm actually looking for a job now.
Really?
I don't know where I want to work, but I feel like changing jobs and moving around helped me a lot, because you get to know a lot of people in the community, and I made a lot of friends that if I need help, oh my gosh, I know, like, Chen can help me do that, and I know, like, that guy who can do that, and I feel like you might feel, like, connected with the new community, and
Absolutely.
It helps a lot.
Yeah, and every time you work at a job, you meet a group of people.
Yes.
Both that you're serving and that you're colleagues with.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you had a favorite of those jobs?
Oh my God, I love them, all of them that I have not, I like, I don't know. I like them all. I always feel bad when I like leave the job. So I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I like Hannaford the most because it was my first job and I was helping people because I was at the customer service. So people who had issues used to come to me and I used to try to solve their problems. So I don't know. Then I liked H&M because I did almost the same. I don't know. I like all my jobs, so I cannot tell.
I think it's great that you're sampling around because you're young and you're not sure what you want to do.
Yeah.
So that's perfect. But I did want to ask you what you intend to do with your life at this point. You're poised to make some big choices. What's your dream for your life over the next 5 or 10 years?
Oh, God.
Of course, we know we don't know. We already know.
Exactly. We already know we don't know.
Loosely, we hold these dreams.
Yes.
Yes. What do you see for yourself?
I want to be a fashion designer for the Muslim or cover girl. And I want to make clothes for, like, women in sizes. I feel like everyone should be just happy the way they are with whatever size they are. And I want to be a designer on my own business. So that's where I see myself coming up 10 years. And remember, I have no idea who he's going to be. Like, if I end up being a lawyer, it's not my fault.
Today, 5 years from now, looks like fashion designer.
Yes.
And you come from a family of seamstresses, right?
Yes.
So this isn't really a crazy long shot.
Yes.
Already you're a fashion plate and a designer of your own. The way you put clothes together and put makeup and the colors together is really dramatic and beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't think this is a big leap for you. I think this is very possible.
Thank you. I think so too. I feel like that's where I want to be and I should be because I feel like the last 5 years I've been here, did nothing change. I mean, I'm doing what I want to do, so I feel like I can finish doing what I want to do, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
So you're going to have your own business because you're a business major, right?
Yes.
And have your own business. You're going to design fashion for Somali women.
Not just Somali, but cover girls, like girls who wear hijab.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to find like prom dresses, like to go like school dance, to go prom night. It's like hard to find, like you want to go to a wedding and all the dresses are not for a cover. Like you literally have to wear like 5 other layers on top of it to just cover your body instead of just throwing one piece and looking good and just being who you are. So I want to make clothes that is like more of like cover and beautiful, like more of like red carpet dresses for Muslim girls.
I am so, my head's just reeling. When you said cover girl before, I pictured
the foundation?
The foundation or the cover of a magazine, but you're talking about girls who cover.
Yes.
That's a brilliant play on that word, that phrase. So, okay, thank you for bringing me up into the 21st century. And I think those dresses could be great for anybody. Sometimes I feel overexposed in formal wear.
Yep.
I might like cover girl things too. Zara, you are a natural bridge builder. You love the generous culture you've come from, and you're willing to answer people's questions with a similar generous spirit. I wish you every happiness and hope you will find everything you need here in Maine to do so right here as you get things going as a designer. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with the song that Zara has selected for us today. Can you tell us a little bit about this as we wrap things up, Zara?
Yes, this song is one of the best songs. I like it because it shows the culture and it shows how women are empowered in my culture. It's by Fatima Ali Ilmi, Halda. I just love the song. It's for a girl who's just proud of who she is.
Perfect choice for you.
Thank you.
gagen asha ama qashay iska erin haratin intaanay darin markay higa mirgu jilalkii bay hada habeno i habad gagen asha ama qashay iska erin haratin intaanay darin markay higa mirgu jilalkii bay Abinki kuma dahe antidu way dantahay Hambana walay iskunay ingadana igu afkaro Darar baninka anka hero abinki kuma dahe antidu way dantahay Asloobti hooyaday hormood baan